Hey friends, I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day, and I'd like to take a few moments to continue our study on what the Bible teaches about marriage and divorce. We're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 12 through 14, and the Apostle Paul is speaking to a believing spouse who is married to an unbeliever. And they're not really getting along, but the unbelieving spouse wants to stay. And so he says in verse 12, "To the rest I say, not the Lord, that if any brother has a wife who is an unbeliever, and she consents to live with him, he should not divorce her. And if any woman has a husband who is an unbeliever, and he consents to live with her, she should not divorce him." Now, when Paul says in verse 12, "These are my words, not the Lord's," he is saying that Jesus himself never gave any definitive teaching on this issue. But as an apostle, I speak with the mind of Christ and the apostolic authority that was granted to me by Christ. And then he goes on to say, hey, if you're a believer who is married to an unbelieving spouse, who wants to stay in a difficult marriage, then you need to stay and honor your commitment to your spouse and to Christ. And as we've been saying all along, this is barring any abuse that may be taking place. And then in verse 14, he tells them why they should stay in a struggling marriage with the unbelieving spouse. He says, "For the unbelieving husband is made holy because of the wife. And the unbelieving wife is made holy because of her husband. Otherwise, your children would be unclean. But as it is, they are holy." Now, the word holy or sanctified means to be set apart. Now, Paul isn't saying that unsaved spouses and children automatically become Christians because of a Christian spouse or parent. He is saying that unsaved spouses and children are set apart for earthly blessings because of the overflow of God's blessing on the believing spouse. Now, usually in a passage like this, my tendency is to encourage the believing spouse to stay faithful and to keep their eyes on Christ. And I certainly want to do that, providing there is no abuse. But today, I want to do something a little bit different. If you're listening to this broadcast as an unbelieving spouse, and you're at least trying to do the right thing in your marriage, I want to thank you for your desire to honor your marriage vows and be faithful to your spouse. But I want you to know that the one thing your spouse prays for more than anything is that you would come to know Jesus as your Savior. You see, the Bible says in Romans 3:23 and 6:23, that we have all sinned against God, and the penalty of sin is death and eternal separation from God. But God loved us so much that he sent his son Jesus to die on the cross in our place, and he rose again on the third day. And then he calls us to repent or to turn away from our sins and to believe on him for the forgiveness of our sin and the gift of eternal life, as it says in John 3:16. And so I pray that wherever you are right now, that you would just pause and take the time to receive Jesus as your Savior and Master of your life. I promise you, he will make the difference in your life and restore the joy in your marriage. I'm Conroy Lewis, pastor of Grace Baptist Church in Syracuse, New York, your radio pastor for the day.